Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Great to be back in studio. And Scott, a lot of people did a lot of work while I was gone the past 8 days. I want to thank you, first of all, for steering the ship here. I don't just say that because you can kill my microphone. You did an unbelievable job, and I listened to every segment of every show that I could. So I want to thank all of the guest hosts. Last Wednesday, Russ White filling in from Michigan State University. On Thursday, Cameron Ganas and Nicole Sclafani-Simchak, and you'll be hearing from Nicole a little bit later today. My good friend Kelly Rossman-McKinney of the Rossman Group on Friday. This week on Monday and Tuesday, David Sparty Brown, and great to have a professional broadcaster in here, and then Cameron back in with the always inspirational Justin Kane. And Justin shows that someone can overcome brain cancer. There are a lot of possibilities for every one of us. I want to welcome in our next guest, and that is Jason Moon from the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Jack.
I want to talk a little bit about investor traps, and this time of year, we're particularly sensitive to scams. It seems as if there's a follow-the-money mentality out there for those who are so inclined, and they want into your wallet, your pocketbook, as much as anyone could. But you can be vigilant, and you can protect yourself in a lot of ways. What are some of the things that we need to be most aware of?
Well, we put out an annual list, and many of the items appear on the list every year. So the ones that consumers really need to watch out for, it's a term called affinity fraud. That's where scam artists will use your relationship through a common association or membership. It may be someone at your PTA, at the golf club, someone at your church, someone that is in just a similar group, and they're going to try to get you to let your guard down. We had an example of this earlier in the year when a member of the Winans family, Michael Winans Jr., was using the family name and his connection to the Detroit religious community to prey upon church members and get them to invest in a bogus oil bond. And so just be on the lookout for anyone who says they have an offer that's sort of a private deal. And you can do that by giving us a call at 877-999-6442. It's a toll-free number. And we can run a check to see if the person you're dealing with is licensed to sell the investment products and if the products themselves are properly registered.
Yeah, and as with so many of these, Jason, something I was told when I was, before I was in school, I think, I remember hearing this, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is, or at least deserves a phone call.
Oh, absolutely. In that particular Winans scam, they were offering as much as 1,200% annual returns, which is just outrageous, and that's an immediate red flag. Really, anything above 8% is going to trigger a red flag with our agency. If you can't make it in a legitimate investment, and then someone's telling you that they have sort of a unique opportunity, if they're offering high returns, that's a red flag for any consumer. Some other scams that you want to be on the lookout for are scams involving gold or oil and gas. As I think I mentioned to you before, scam artists, they read the paper too. They know what's in the news. They know what's hot for investors, where they think they can make a quick buck, and they're going to use that to get investors to let their guard down. So, again, just be on the lookout for any scams that may prey on what's hot in the news. But really, I'd say 90% of the scams our agency sees are either unregistered products or an unregistered person. So, again, if you give us a call at 877-999-6442, we'll be able to help you out, and that would prevent a large portion of the scams happening in this state.
All right. There are reputable firms that help with gold and precious metals investing, and if you are so inclined. But once again, they're not hiding anything. They're out in front, and you probably know all about them. And once again, if someone has a question on a particular scheme, you can check it out first. What about oil and gas? Is that something that's becoming increasingly popular?
Well, yeah, again, they're using what's in the headlines. People see that the oil and gas are at high prices right now, and they may say, "Hey, look, I have a gas or a petroleum business investment opportunity." And what happens in a large number of these cases is there's just no product. They may forge some documents. And another red flag for consumers is they're not getting the proper documentation that you would get under a normal investment opportunity. So scam artists can create a bogus product out of anything, and it's up to the investor to just take a little time, do the homework, and make sure that the person they're working with is on the up and up.
Jason Moon, the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation, our guest, one of the more important segments. It only takes 1 second to save yourself, maybe a life savings. Jason, we hear the term Ponzi scheme, and this has been applied to a lot of things now. But in terms of exactly what this means to investors, what are the greatest concerns?
Well, a number of those scams I just mentioned are Ponzi schemes. This is where they have a sort of a mechanism in place where earlier investors are paid off with the proceeds from the investors that are bringing money in at the end. So it's basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. You've heard that phrase. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the scam in the early stages, you may make money. But if you're at the end, that's where the house of cards collapses.
Someone said Social Security had that same principle.
Well, that's for someone else to comment on.
Okay.
I can just tell you that Ponzi schemes can come in all shapes and sizes. And that's where someone's just perpetrating a scam over a period of time, paying off earlier investors and robbing the later investors to keep the scam going. But eventually, when your money's due, the whole thing collapses, as it happened with the Madoff situation.
All right, let's talk a little bit about real estate. And so many people have been victimized in this turbulent housing market for a variety of reasons. But what about pledges to save your home or fix your mortgage, usually with a fee paid in advance?
Right. You're going to need a license to modify mortgages. You're not allowed to charge upfront fees for anything related to the mortgage industry. And so scams involving real estate can come in all shapes and sizes again, whether it's, hey, I bought a bunch of properties in southeast Detroit that if you give me some money up front, it's an investment opportunity. When we make a profit, I'm going to give you a portion of those. We've seen those types of scams. We've seen scams saying that I have a condominium complex in Florida that's a great investment opportunity. Get in on it early, and you'll reap some of the profits. But again, the red flags for these types of scams are similar to what I mentioned before. Outrageous returns, you're not getting the proper documentation, and the person that's selling it is not registered and the product is not registered.
All right. Some of the things that seem most heinous involve situations with children and seniors, and we were told that there are a lot of children who have Social Security numbers swiped before they would ever be inclined to need them. And now senior citizen investment fraud is very popular, and that's something else that we need to be particularly vigilant about.
Yeah, right? And that most likely is going to be on our list every year. Seniors, because they have some income or maybe are taking a little bit more risk because they haven't properly prepared for their retirement, are vulnerable to these types of scams. And what happens often is scam artists try to get them at what's so-called free lunch seminars.
Right.
And they'll say, hey, come in, hear this investment pitch, get a free lunch, and then they make some follow-up calls. And that's where any of the number of scams I mentioned to you could take place. And so seniors especially need to be vigilant in terms of someone coming into their house, making an offer that seems too good to be true. Again, our office is here to help.
What about off-the-books deals? Now, when people take things off the books, I guess there's a reason for that. But when people are willing to take part in something like that, aren't they exposing themselves by their very nature?
Well, yeah, and these would be the types of scams where you have, say, a stockbroker or an investment advisor who has a license with our state, but because they want to go rogue, they want maybe they have some their own personal problems. Anyways, they become unscrupulous, which is what happened in the Madoff situation. You have a legitimate person in the financial industries who all of a sudden is offering some sort of investment opportunity that's outside their firm. So the firm doesn't have to do the due diligence to see if that product itself is registered. So again, that's where you, consumers really need to be vigilant. So this is someone that you may have trusted for years with your money. They've been on the up and up. All of a sudden they offer you this unique opportunity that's outside of their firm when in fact it's unregistered. So a call to our agency could double check that and make sure you don't become a victim.
All right. Once again, give us that phone number, Jason.
Yeah, 877-999-6442. If you give us a call between 8 and 5 during the week, you will get a live person, and we'll be able to help you with any questions you have regarding securities, insurance, or banking industries.
If you remember one number today, 877-999-6442, make the call before you're victimized. Jason Moon, Public Information Officer of the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Jason, thanks for all your help in 2010.
Thank you. I look forward to coming on in 2011.
All right.